Let's check the weather forecast now. Don Day from Day Weather is here. Thanks, Don. What do you see in the coming days?
Well, it's actually going to be a very summery. It's going to be getting warmer, and we're going to be looking at a lot of the rain sort of staying away from at least the central Corn Belt areas, like Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and eastern Iowa and northern Missouri. Going to be drier at least for the next 3.5 to 4 days or so. Now, far extreme southern Illinois, far southern Indiana, those areas I think are going to see some shower and thunderstorm activity, but a little bit warmer and drier elsewhere.
Do we know how unusual this year has been in the continuum of weather history?
What you want to do is go back and look at other years and other seasons that were similar. And one year that sticks out is 1995. Which was somewhat similar, not only with what's happened across the United States, but also the water temperatures in the oceans, the way the jet stream pattern's been behaving. That has really been a year that shows up. So if you're thinking that this year's a bit unusual, it is. It's the last time it really happened was 20 years ago.
1995 was certainly a unique year. Does it tell us anything as we look forward into this year?
Well, I think what we're going to see in August is a lot like what we saw in July, where temperatures are not going to get out of control. I do see it getting warmer, especially during the second half of August and into early September. But this is going to be a summer known for only short bursts of heat. Anytime it does get hot, it's not going to last very long. And we're going to have enough frequency of precipitation to keep us from getting too dry. And the way it's looking, I think, as we get into late August and early September, the back end of the growing season is where we're going to hopefully have Mother Nature help out to get us to the finish line.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. The 1995 growing season was unique. In July of that year, by the way, corn reached its high for the month at $3. However, it rallied all the way through July of 1996, topping out at $5.54. So why did that happen? Well, I went back and pulled the WASDE reports just to see what the year looked like. In May of 1995, when USDA made its first projections of the size of the corn crop in the United States, it projected it would be 8.6 billion bushels. That would be 15% smaller than the 1994-95 record because of a reduced area and lower yields, according to the WASDE figures. By July of that year, 1995, USDA projected the size of the coming corn crop about 115 million bushels smaller than it had in June. Again, it lowered the harvested number of acres. In August of 1995, USDA doubled back and increased the size of the corn crop. Remember, it had dropped it by 115 million bushels. Now it brought it back up by 337 million bushels. That was in August. So how did it end up? Well, by the January reports, the size of the corn crop had plummeted. Remember, the May projection was 8.6 billion bushels. The January report set the actual 1995 harvest at 7.374 billion bushels of corn from 65 million harvested acres, averaging 113.5 bushels to the acre. The 94 record, by the way, was 138.6 bushels to the acre, for comparison's sake. And that wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.